from that terrible situation. We'll keep you up to date if there are developments there. Let's go to something else where it goes to the markets, and that is the Australian dollar this evening sitting at 76.77 US cents. A few bits and pieces that have come out late today include the profit of the once largest Australian company in this nation, that is BHP Billiton. It's produced a profit of $3.2 billion US dollars versus a loss of $5.6 billion last year. That's the type of turnaround it's had. We'll speak with its chief executive, Peter Bevan, very, very shortly on the program. But in the meantime, with the very strong performance of both iron ore plus also coal prices, the Australian dollar has had a pretty good run. Now, some say that run will continue. 76.77 US cents right now, or one who says it can keep going, is the chief economist of Deutsche Bank in Australia, Adam Boyton, who is on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Adam.
Pleasure, Ross.
Okay, so how high can the dollar go?
Well, I think we can certainly get above 80 cents, just given how quickly the current account deficit is falling and how high Australian interest rates are versus those in most of the rest of the world.
So there has always been suggested that the dollar should fall because as the United States increases interest rates, if Australia does not raise interest rates, or even if there was a prospect of falling interest rates, our dollar should come back down to earth. But it really has been bolstered more than anything else by this big run in both iron ore and also coal prices.
That's right. What you just said would ordinarily be correct. If the US is putting interest rates up and we're not doing anything, you would expect the Australian dollar to fall. What's happened at the same time is the amount of capital we need to attract into Australia to cover the current account deficit has fallen over the past year by about two-thirds.
So given that that is taking place and we have got this very strong balance of payments, it is a commodity situation. So if commodity prices were to fall, would you expect your forecast to be dampened down just that little bit?
Absolutely. If iron ore was to go back to $40 a tonne, it would be extremely difficult. You should never say impossible, but it certainly would be extremely difficult to countenance anywhere near 80 cents for the Australian dollar.
Tell you what, it's always good to have you on the program. Adam Boyton is one of the best economists in this country, the Deutsche Bank chief economist. And Adam, as always, we appreciate your time here on the program.
Thank you, Ross.